coming in. I think Sister Sarah is going to call in, Wesley Clark and Peshkin. And we'll find out how a dude gets custody for the fellow that was listening, that texted in with his bad situation. There's so many, I bet you there's so many people listening right now in similar, not necessarily just like that guy. The guy that texted in has a, I still, I'm not positive that they're married, to tell you the truth. But his baby mama, who was living with him, who's been cheating like crazy.
Oh, boy.
And he wants custody. Sarah Wesley.
Good morning.
So the question, Deanna King and Brother Weez, we always used to use the term, a woman has to be a crack hoe to not get custody of this child. How many men have you gotten custody for men?
Very often, yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, there's the court's position these days truly is starts off at a 50-50, right? So, for example, if you end up in front of Judge Gallagher in Monroe County, you can bet your bottom dollar that unless mom's a cracko or dad's a cracko, that you're going to have a 50-50 shared custody relationship with your kids. Now, there are things that move away from that, right? Crazy mental health issues, severe drug or alcohol problems. But lots of men end up in a situation where they've been staying home. It's more common, and they've been the primary caregivers. And it's happening a lot more than it was even 10 years ago.
So if both parents are just none of them have a drug or alcohol problem or anything like that, let me just give you the instance. Let's say the woman has been cheating out in the open for a year. Just that's her only crime, and the old man really wants custody of the one kid. What's his odds?
His odds are that he's going to end up with 50-50.
Despite
the fact that he's real hurt about the cheating, that doesn't mean that somebody's a bad parent. Yeah.
That's what I get.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
So you got to find out, to get custody as a man, either way, the other person has to have a bad, to have something bad in there, right?
Well, you know, I mean, truly, the court really is of the mind that children flourish and they do best when they're spending equal time with both parents. And so, you know, schedules, you know, willing, I mean, often we'll have a parent, one or the other. I have had a female RPD officer who, you know, just by virtue of her shift work, she couldn't be with the kids the majority of the time at night. So there's that situation. But also right now the courts very, very much will say it's best for the kids to spend equal time with both of you. And so you can pretty well bet that barring any kind of extraordinary circumstance, it's going to be a 50-50 situation. You know, what that looks like can be different for each family. Some families do 2 days on, 2 days off, and then, you know, extended weekends, or they have set days. But really, I mean, without any kind of extraordinary thing happening in the family, then it's pretty much going to be straight down the middle, 50-50 shared custody.
All right, somebody on the phone wants to know, and I bet you this is something you've seen many times. Somebody wants to know if a child, a 13-year-old kid, can pick which parent they want to be with.
Well, yeah, they can. So in family law and in the courts, when a child is between the ages of 12 and 14, and that depends pretty heavily on what their maturity level is, their ability to articulate what they want and why they want it. But between 12 and 14 is the age where the courts start giving a lot more credence to what the child wants. So if you have a 14-year-old and they're of average intelligence and maturity, and they're saying, I really want to live the majority of time at mom's or at dad's, that's probably what's going to happen. Now, the court's going to encourage and push them to do a 50-50, quite frankly, at that age, if there's not some articulable reason that they don't want to be spending equal time. But if that kid has a legitimate reason why they don't want to be at one house or the other, then they're probably going to get their way. I always tell parents in that situation, like, look, your 14-year-old may be able to dictate what happens here, but the last thing on earth you want is a 14-year-old who thinks that they have control of the situation, because that can lead to all sorts of other problems.
So here's the deal. A child has the right to make a decision at 12 years old. Somebody texts in.
Depends. It depends. It depends on their maturity. It depends on their intelligence level. And it depends on what's happening in the home, right? So if that child's saying a parent is abusing them, or they're regularly not getting them to school on time, or there's something happening that that 12-year-old can articulate, then they will have a lot of influence over what happens. But it's a sliding scale between 12 and 14 typically. And then once you get over 14, once you're talking about 15, 16-year-old, the courts are very unlikely to take any stance on that at all, because they're nearing adulthood. As they get closer to 18, the courts aren't gonna force anybody to do anything.
Okay, here's the last question, honey. It's Sarah Wesley, Wesley Clark and Peshkin. I was awarded, this is somebody's text, I was awarded custody of my two boys, but I'm struggling to move them out of New York State. Do you have any insights?
So to move out of state is a what we call a relocation. Typically, even if you have custody of your children, you cannot move them out of the state away from their other parent because they have visitation. And there is a case, it's called the Tropea factors. There's a number of factors that you have to meet in order to have the court grant you the opportunity to move out of state. It is a complicated matter, and that's something where you definitely want to call a lawyer.
All right. Wesley Clark of Peshkin, kids. A lot of questions, too many. You need to call them. Get a consultation. Say again?
I said, we're happy to help. Happy to help.
Locations all over New York State. Just give them a call. Thank you, honey.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Wesley Clark and Peshkin.